to call the June 12, 2014 Board of Fire Commissioners meeting to order. My phone says it's 1:02 p.m. First, I'd like to know if anybody's recording. I'd ask that you go to the mic, please. Identify yourself.
Amy Cates, I'm recording.
Barbara Trainer, Tessia, recording.
Okay. Now, first, I'd like to welcome our new commissioner, Tom Hadley, to the commission. Just so you'll know, Tom, we record all of these meetings now, and after the meeting we'll upload an audio of this to a transcriber and also to, I believe, the lady at our who handles our website, Patricia Brown, and Patricia will put it on the website. In 24, 48 hours from sending up, we'll have our minutes back, and then they will be posted so people can hear what goes on pretty quickly. But with that, I think initially when we start, I will try to repeat your name, and this, as anyone who's in the audience, this goes for you too if you speak or are allowed to speak. We need to know names for the transcriber. What I've learned is that they do learn who we are. So if I don't, and if somebody speaks and I don't get a name in, please remind me. All right, with that, we have one set of minutes that are due, and in as much as you were not there, you won't get to vote on them. But here is a copy, Brenda, for you. It was a reasonably short meeting. And we'll take a minute because this is the first I've given to Brenda, but I went over it myself, and I didn't find any mistakes this time.
Brenda Naylor, I make a motion that we pass the minutes of the May 22nd, 2014 meeting.
I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One more. I noticed I put 214, not 2,000. All right. Vote was unanimous. Okay, is there any public comments today? Okay.
Barbara Trainer Tessier. I think the board We'll have to look at the website to see what's going on, because I think there's some discrepancies that I have found. I will give you a copy of this, too. Going back to November of 2013, the minutes were there, and now they're missing. December is still showing draft and has never been corrected. That was one of the open meeting law complaints that I had filed. January is missing from the sidebar on the website. If you call up February, you get January minutes. March, no minutes. April is okay, but the website indicates it's April 14th instead of April 17th. And May, there was no draft minutes. The minutes that were involved in the open meeting law complaint have still not been corrected and up to snuff, and that is still an issue with the Attorney General's office. So with that, I ask that perhaps you may talk to Patricia Brown or whoever does the minutes on the website to correct. Thank you.
All right. Now, just one comment on that. Thank you. But I have a letter from the Attorney General that says nothing is in dispute as to minutes. So just to correct you on that. Okay. Well, at the moment, it's under appeal, evidently. Next. You're out of order. You're out of order. Yeah. No, you've had your opportunity.
I'm Amy Cates. I have a couple of questions, our chairman, and I have a couple of comments. So I'll wait till the end. I'll allow you a chance to answer. Last week, Mark Boudreau inferred that in order to write a response on behalf of the Prudential Committee, that the Attorney General's office requires that an attorney be so asked at a public meeting by a vote of the committee. So, Chairman Mycock, can you recall if at any public meeting this committee took a vote to have the firm of Gardillo and Rudnick represent the fire commissioners in any with either the Secretary of State or the Office of the Attorney General? Also, Chairman Mycock, could you please let me know when you might be responding to my public records request about fire department personnel? I think it's back on, but it all of a sudden stopped recording. Projected. Thank you. Could you please let me know when you might be responding to my public records request about fire department personnel, since the time limit has already passed, and I would hate to bring such a trivial matter to the Secretary of State? Commissioner Naylor responded that she believed that current shift assignments were a privacy issue. I would wish that Commissioner Naylor would take the time to learn what is and isn't a public record before attempting to make any statements of fact. The chief had suggested to me that in order to get to know our new firefighters, that I should visit the fire station. So I did visit the fire station. I found the door locked, and when I asked both Lieutenants Lyons and Sergeant to update me on current shift assignments, they told me that the chief had instructed them not to release any information to me. That's why I went to you, Ron, to get the information. Very little about public employees is private information. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay. I have no response to you.
To either of my questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Any other? Oh, Mr. I think Dartridge was next.
Bennett Dartridge, 51 Lake Street, Catuit. I would hope that either the fire commissioners, the prudential committee, or somebody in the district would look into buying the property next door to the fire station. It would be a good acquisition for, if we let it go now, we let the other side go for $27,000, could have had that property for $27,000. Now the one on the other side is up for sale, and at some point in time, we're going to have to do a little bit of expansion, and we need a little bit more room, and we need to go one way or the other. And right now that property's for sale, and before it's lost again, I really think that the district should look into purchasing it and see if they can make some kind of a deal with the person that's there. There's a building there. It's possible it could be used for a district office for now. There's more, you know, you could take down the garage and there'd be more parking there. But if you had to add on to the station, you could add on, you know, another bay going that direction, or you could add on the other side and make parking there. So, you know, we have a real small lot, and these opportunities don't come by very often.
I agree with you. Thank you. Mr. Gardner.
Jim Gardner, 94 School Street, Caturit. First, I'd like to applaud the board for this new system of publishing minutes. It's awesome. If you can't make it to a meeting, you could hear it and hear it transcribed. As a result of that, one of the meetings I listened to, I believe it was two meetings ago, both Commissioner Mike and the chief, the firefighters, I believe it was Firefighter Clark, being at 100% pay because he completed Fire Academy training. I believe that to be a misstatement. I don't believe there's any provision in the contract that an employee gets a pay raise because they complete Fire Academy training. When I was on the board, we created the system of having five steps. Step one was 80% of your pay. Step two, 85%. Step four, 95%. Five is 100% pay level. And the object was if a firefighter came in without academy training, they started at step one. If they came in with academy training, they started at step three. The reason we did that was the money savings. We had to appropriate $22,000 this year for training of our firefighters, and that's because they come in at step one. You save $22,000 for those 2 years of increase. So that meeting indicated that Firefighter Clark, I believe, was at 100%. I believe he should be at 90%, and I think he should be at 90% only because he's been here 2 years and he's had two step increases, not because he went to the Fire Academy training. So unless something's changed in the contract that I wasn't aware of, I believe that the correct statement should be he would be at 90%.
Thank you. Fran Parks.
Fran Parks, Eaglestone Way, Caturit. I just wanted to comment about the website. I'd spent over an hour yesterday with Patricia, and we're reorganizing it. So it'll look, access to minutes and the audio recordings will look more like what's available when you go to the town's website. It'll also be, navigation's going to be much easier and simple. And I don't believe that the website is what anyone would consider the final authority on the minutes. If you want to get the final authority on minutes or minutes changes, you have to go to the clerk. I don't believe we're required to immediately have the minutes updated on the website. Yeah.
Okay. Chief?
Good evening. Good afternoon, everybody. To answer Mr. Gardner's comment about the contract, I believe in that contract that does state that once they finish the academy, they go to step three. He is correct about 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5 steps. However, it also says in the contract, I believe, if I'm misrepresenting the contract, my apologies, but I believe it says they go to step three if they get hired, and when they finish the academy, they go right to step three.
When they finish academy, they go to step three. Oh, both. Both.
Yes, but we have a discrepancy in the contract because if you continue your years, you should be going to the next step. and that wasn't discussed. So something different.
Hope that answered your question. I'll follow up.
That's not the way it was ever interpreted in the past, and that was not the intent when we created those five steps. Obviously, if somebody gets hired at step one, they immediately go to the academy for 10 weeks, and then they're jumped to step three, there's no savings to the district. So that would defeat the entire purpose of why you had the five steps. So if it's currently being interpreted that way, I don't believe that is correct. Now, with Firefighter Clark, it won't matter because it took him 2 years to go through the academy, so he was kind of an even wash as long as he stays at step three and then graduates. But for future hirees, I do not believe they should immediately jump to step three once they get it.
One follow-up, that's it.
That is correct. However, I don't know if Mr. Gardner understands, but you can't get in the academy all the time. There is a waiting list. So unfortunately, what happened in one of the years of contract prior to me being there, and I believe Mr. Gardner was in the commissioner at that time, they couldn't get to the academy. Hence, they changed some things in the contract according to the steps.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Under old business chief, I guess it's actually, we don't actually seem to have a chief report here, but we sort of wrapped everything up. We did a pretty good job. The ambulance, you guys, what yep. color are we going to get?
It's going to be red.
Okay. I saw an orange one.
Red and white. We're going to keep the same theme as we have for our fire engines. It has been ordered since the meeting, knowing that we told them that we don't have the money until July 1st, but it did get approved. So to expedite the ambulance, we ordered it, and everything is looking good. If we do pay for it when it comes in, we have a savings of $3,800, so which is good. So it drops from the $236,000 that originally was the quote. It's on state bid. It is medium chassis, diesel, medium chassis, and Freightliner is, I believe, one of the companies that's doing it. But it's specialty equipment's out of North Attleboro, so they got they took on the bid from the state bid. So it's going to be great. Hopefully, October we'll see it. And the week after, 2 weeks ago, the ambulance went out of service for a couple of days, so we lost a little bit of revenue there. We had a couple of calls, but the linkage for the transmission broke, the cable, so it wasn't easy. So we're good.
All right. Yes, please, good.
A question, Chief. When you get the new ambulance, what is the disposition of the old ambulance? Is it traded or is it sold outright?
Yeah, that was part of the the purchasing agreement. They're going to get us $14,000 to take off the original price. The original price of the ambulance was $258,000, so they dropped it down to that $236,000 with the $14,000 trade in our old ambulance.
Thank you.
And for the transcriber, that was Commissioner Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y. No, she'll get it. Yeah, she'll get it once we're... well, that's great, Chief. The next thing on under old business is union negotiations. Because of the changing boards, which our union negotiation team is made up of two members of this board and one member of the potential committee. And because of the lateness of us being able to get going with our negotiations, it was agreed upon by both parties to delay the negotiations until September. Not that we start at ground zero here, because we've already presented our sides. The way it works is we present what we would like to address, they present what they would like to address, and then you start to move forward. You can't add anything after that fact. And so that's where we're at. And I believe the Prudential has appointed their present chair, Fran Parks. And we need to appoint someone to replace Peter Field. Now, it's going to be a learning curve for both new members. What I would be proposing is that we, over the course of the summer, meet two or three times to go over negotiations. Those would be, I believe, executive sessions. We would discuss each item that we wish to, that's been presented, to bring you up to speed on what it is and also any questions as to how we move forward. So, how do you feel about it, Mr. Hadley?
I've been on both sides of the union negotiations. I've been a blue-collar worker and a white-collar worker, and I was a shop steward at the airport. I think I can stand up with, like the rest of them.
Well, would that be all right with you, Commissioner Naylor?
That would be fine with me.
Well, then I'm going to make a motion that the second member of the union negotiation team B, Commissioner Tom Hadley. Do I hear a second?
Second.
You have a second from Commissioner Naylor. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. And with that, there's your contract. Yes. You do have a lot of experience in excited to have you involved. New business. We have some shift changes going on, Chief. 7-1.
Yes, I just put it out today. The shift changes. They've been, I verbally said there was going to be shift changes, and now it's official. So we're just going to have two personnel move. There's two personnel that indicated they would like to move to a different shift. So instead of rearranging the whole entire department, which we've done in the past, I'm rearranging just the two. And they're both paramedics, so it actually makes an easy switch. So July 12th will be shift change. We have to allow, I think it's 30 days, I believe, in the contract. Yeah, 30 days in the contract. So we might have to push that. Okay. I think that gives us plenty of time. So that's when we put them on. And July 16th is the other person. That's how they come on their shift. Right. And the beginning of each shift.
Anybody injured at the moment? We in good shape?
We're
keep your fingers crossed. Yeah.
Don't say anything. We're 100% right now.
Right.
So far, so good. We have everybody back from the academy. We do have Peter going to the academy. I know it's not on the agenda, but we talked about it in the past.
Yeah.
So that's the only. Leave that we're going to have coming up, not foreseeing any injuries or God forbid, sicknesses or anything like that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Before we typically June, sometimes we don't even meet because we're so busy in April and May, so this is a light meeting, but what I was wondering about to revisit the union, as much as the three members are here, negotiation. You want to pick a date sometime in the not? Doesn't matter to me. And we can do it at people's convenience and time.
Fran Parks, I'm available Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Okay. How about you, Mr. Hadley?
Thursdays?
Okay, then Thursdays. Let's do a Thursday. And I guess I would propose, let me think, I'm going to be away next week. What is that week, Tom?
Huh?
Okay, why don't we go for the... Make sure. How about the 26th, Fran? That work? Okay, 26th. You, well, we'll do it here. Be 1 o'clock. You want to do 1 or first thing in the morning? What's easier for you guys? Whatever you'd like. Because what we're going to do is we're going to open an open session, go immediately into executive session.
I'm available anytime after 7 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, well, we'll be a little later than that. You might be earlier than that.
6 is just as good for me.
How about 8? We'll do it at 8 a.m. That's a good time. And we'll be out of the way. So that's the 26th June at 8 a.m. Okay, entertain a motion to, I'll make a motion, we adjourn. I hear a second.
Second, Hadley.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you.